time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to all of you. This is kind of a neat day. I don't believe it's ever been done on radio before, what I did this morning, to send out CQD on in Morse code. And I bet if anybody had tuned a radio to us, well, what's going on? Normally they're talking, but they're sending code. That was fun. And to get an answer, too. That was great. All right, now, let me see. I found out, what was it, 1166 Mount Vernon Avenue, Campus Pizza Chef. And what else have I found out? The miniature golf course in Marion was at the Courtesy Inn, right across from Rex Welding. But I haven't found out, found anyone to give me the name of the man who initials were E and H. He was an expert and had big advertisements, too, for sound systems and radio repair. Now, what was his name? He's very well known. He was a ham radio operator, too. And I used to work with, I think it was his grandson, perhaps, or maybe a close relation, and worked with him. And I got, you know, like I often say, I've got stories that go with everything. The boy, I don't know how old Greg was, but he was afraid of mice. Oh, here we go. Hang on. Yes, caller, go ahead. Yes, caller. Go ahead. Wayne, are you there? No. That was a 419 number. So that would be Bucyrus or Upper Sandusky or somewhere there. Okay, call back. Let me see. Yeah, Greg. Greg that I worked with. He was afraid of mice. And he was in charge of doing some work on the transmitter that we had, even though he wasn't a first-class licensed person. But he did, you know, the more common maintenance. And we had problems with mice eating cables at the... Okay, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Would that man's name be Hatfield?
No, it wasn't Hatfield. No.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And anyhow, he'd say, Evers, would you please come out with me to the transmitter? I can't stand these mice. Of course, he was afraid of mice. And so I would go out and chase the mice away while he did what work he needed to do around the transmitter. That was on Hook Road a long time ago. That tower is gone now, I think. Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. Maybe it got up and walked away. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it Hodges?
Yes, it was Hodges, Emmett Hodges. Yeah, how about that? Okay, now, what would you like?
I'm not. I don't need a prize today.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay. Emmett Hodges, yeah. Greg Hodges was his close relative that I worked with. And, yep, Emmett Hodges, he was good. I mean, he was probably the most prominent radio repairman in Marion, and sound systems, too. If you wanted a PA, well, you went to Emmett Hodges. And, of course, everybody remembers D.A. Brown on Church Street. But D.A. Brown was long, long time ago. And as I said before, behind D.A. Brown's building on Church Street was a little brick structure that acted as the first school in Marion. The businessmen that sold and traded various things sent their kids or brought them into town and provided a teacher to teach them what they needed to know. And that was behind the D.A. Brown office. Yep, boy, a lot of things have gone here and there since. Okay, now we got Emmett Hodges. Now let me see. And don't forget at 12:15 approximately today that Scott and I will be on the air together. And but I still have enjoyed being sending Morse code. And I don't think any other radio station has ever done that. I'm sure that, well, for one reason, most announcers would never know the code anyhow. That's a thing of the past. All right. Okay, we got Emmett Hodges, Rex Welding, the Miniature Golf. Oh, and there's two other places I haven't mentioned. Let's see, two, do I? No, I got Omar Bread. Okay, I got that. There was a meat market on West Center Street. And their big thing was 3 pounds of hamburger for a dollar. Three for a dollar. And, boy, I tell you, people went there by the, you know, they had big business. I don't know if that building is still there or if it's been torn down or used for anything else. But, it was there, and people bought their meats there. Now, what was the name of that meat market? 740-383-9944, the name of the meat market on West Center Street. I often think, too, there was a lady that ran a grocery store farther on down on Center Street years ago. In fact, it was about the come out of Blaine Avenue and it's right across in the Center Street in that area. I don't think I ever shopped there, but she had a, you know, a regular grocery store like there were so many around Marion and every town. You know, every town had a grocery store on every other corner until the supermarkets came and wiped them all out. Oh, boy. We could use some of those close-in grocery stores now, so we wouldn't have, well, we got cars, but we wouldn't even have to use our car, just walk a block and pick up our groceries. But even that would be too far for a lot of people. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about Gracie's there on West Center Street?
About Gracie's? I don't know if that was her name or not.
Well, that's what we always called it. The name of it was Gracie's.
Well, there was a Gracie's farther out on Center, I know.
Yeah, well, she was there on West Center Street for a while.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's not the one I was thinking of. Hey, thanks anyhow. Okay. Yes, okay. Yeah, I don't know the name. There, like I say, there was a Gracie's farther out on West Center. I don't recall the name of the place where she operated from. Was it a hotel? You know, that was before my time. By the time I came to Marion, she had relocated there to Route 98. And I often think when I go by there that it would be fun to take a metal detector and walk all around where her home once was, because I bet there's some coins in the ground there. And there used to be Freeman Flying Service behind there, behind her house. And they always, people say, you know, we got a fly-in blank. And how many men did fly in to patronize Gracie in that location on Route 98? She lived right across the road during that time. Yeah, Gracie's. Boy, that was... Oh, and young guys liked to brag, even though they probably were never there. Gracie had red Venetian blinds. But young guys, I remember in high school, used to talk about Gracie's like they had been there. Okay, let me see what else is happening around the area. Do you know any good stories? Where was Gracie's located on West Center? Her little house of operation. Okay, the spaghetti dinner is going to be Wednesday, February 12th at the Morrill United. Boy, they got good cooks out there. Morrill United Methodist Church. 5 to 7 p.m., $6 for adults, $3 for kids under 12. Spaghetti and meatballs. Garlic bread, salad, a drink, and dessert. And it's wheelchair accessible. Well, our little church that we go to is also wheelchair accessible. But we have no one using wheelchairs. And only one time did we, I think. Okay, let me see what else. Oh, the meat store, yes. What was the name of the meat store that was so popular back, you know, quite a few years ago? 3 pounds of grand beef for, or 3 pounds of hamburger for a buck. Now that's something, isn't it? 3 for $1. That was their special. That brought the people in. That is for sure. I wonder, where could they get all that meat that they could sell? Well, of course, that was another era. That was when prices were a lot different than they are today, but so were the wages that were you were paid, that is, by your employer. A lot different. My first job in altogether, I told you before, I think, I made, I believe it was 50 cents an hour at Kime Lumber Company in Bucyrus. I was given the job of stamping out the name Gledhill on 12 pages of the calendar that was originally said Gledhill and Kime. That was their lumber company for years and years, Gledhill and Kime. And then Gledhill dropped out, and it was just Kime Lumber Company. And I don't know if Gledhill continued on in Galleon or not. But there I had to stamp out Gledhill on every calendar on every month. And I got so frustrated doing that. Hundreds of, oh, can you imagine having to do that? And I finally walked up to the counter and I said, "Mister, I just can't do this anymore." Oh, my. Okay, well, I need the name of the meat market on West Center Street. It was on the north side of West Center. What was its name? I'm surprised no one's mentioned its name. Okay, it's now 11:25. Time is moving right along. And outdoors, I don't know what it's doing right now. But, you know, drive with caution, especially out on the state highways where the wind tends to pick up and blow the snow across the road in places, not everywhere. Yeah, but the state comes along, takes care of that, and I hope my mailbox survives this year. Now, I noticed a lot of people have placed barriers in front of their mailbox so that it would guard them from the amount of snow and slush thrown up by the snow plows. And I've lost two mailboxes that way. Of course, these plastic mailboxes are very brittle in cold weather, and they crack easy. So you can imagine being hit by a wave of slush. Bang, away they went. And I hope we don't have to get another one this year. But I was going to build a barrier and never got to it, a barrier in front of my mailbox. But I noticed a lot of people have done that. Down, where was I, on a road south of here, and I saw a wire cage filled with stones in front of a mailbox. And that certainly would work good. But is there a foolproof method of protecting your... Okay. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Okay, you talk about that meat store that sold hamburgers, £3 for a buck.
Yes.
Okay, the only one I can really think of, and that was Wyndham's. They're in North Main.
Yeah, that was North Main. That's...
It's Wyndham's. And when Dad worked there at the mill, while the old mill, we always went over there, and he sold bologna by the chunk and his meat. Then that way you could take it home and cut it up, do whatever you wanted to do with it.
Yeah, okay. Now this meat store was, excuse me, on West Center.
It's the only one I can think of.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks anyhow. Had a frog that jumped in my throat there all of a sudden. I brought some things with me, too. Let me see here. Have you ever seen cough drops called Fisherman's Friend? Well, you can buy these at a lot of the stores. They're called Fisherman's Friend. And they're pretty potent. Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and still... I need to know the name of the meat market on West Center. Now, it was located on the north side of West Center. And it was very, very popular. Because 3 pounds of ground beef or hamburger for a buck. And of course, how much were you making back then in the 50s? Oh, my. So I need to know the name. I've got Omar Bread, the little red bread truck. How many of you bought bread from Omar? Omar, here comes the Omar man. There was another, what was another phrase that was so popular? Culligan. What was it that Culligan had a singing jingle too? I can't remember it. How many of you remember the Culligan jingle? Boy. Well, let me see. What else do I have? That's about it. Any of you have any experiences you like to relate? about events around Marion from a long time ago. In fact, you know, one of these days, I should have a contest for you to name or to sing the Marion song. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Homer's, Mark?
Yes, it was Homer's.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I walk there many a day.
Yes, I know what that's like, yeah.
Yes, and they had the cheese and the meat and everything was up about two steps. You had to go up there and then they tied it up with their string. And good stuff.
Yeah, boy. That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Unfortunately, it was.
I don't know when Homer faded out.
Well, it went to a group, not, what do I mean, not a group, but he sold out, so he wasn't just an independent person.
Yes.
But I can't remember exactly what it went to, and then after it joined that consortium or whatever it was, then it went away.
Then it faded away, yeah.
Yeah, and then they put the motel in there. It was 333. Was his address.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Mm,
bye. Yes, Homer's Meat Market. My goodness. It was popular. Okay. Let me think. I've exhausted all of my questions, and it's only 11:33. Now what I do? Oh, the astronaut lady that was here 2 years ago at the airport, she and her husband, remember, flew in from one of the southern states and stayed overnight and greeted hundreds, if not thousands, of people all together. She found out that her great-grandmother was from Marion, a lady astronaut, great-grandmother from Marion. And her great-grandmother's name was Louise Fridley. Louise Fridley. Do any of you remember that name? The name of Fridley? If you do, boy, be sure to call me. Mrs. Seddon would like to know a little bit more about her great-grandmother, being from Marion, Ohio. So Marion can boast that we've had the great-grandmother of an astronaut. And you can, Mrs. Seddon is going to produce a blog that you can all adhere to or subscribe to. Okay, Fridley. What were there Fridleys that any of you can remember in Marion? Her great-grandmother, named Louise Fridley. Okay, and she also, in her latest book, has told all about the crawler transporter. And we have part of the original here in Marion at the Huber Museum, one of the treads. One of the treads that transported men to the moon. I mean, you know, they didn't fly with him, but they were on it. You know, it traveled, I don't know how many miles over the years, the crawler transporter made there on West Center Street in Marion. And I don't know if any of the men that helped erect her or it are still alive or not. Yeah, are there any in Marion still alive that went to Florida to help put her all together after she was shipped down by freight to Cape Canaveral? 11:35 is the time, 11:36 in other words, and it's a snowy day today. I don't know how much snow we're going to get, but you notice on television they can tell you anymore with a certain amount of accuracy exactly where precipitation is occurring, even next door to your house, practically. Oh, yeah, the competition among the three TV stations is tremendous. Competition, that is, about weather forecasting. and they keep coming up with new advancements in the forecast. Now, you can go to your smartphone and get probably all the information you need. I think Channel 6 has, well, I know Channel 6 has a page for weather. All right. Now, let me see. I haven't mentioned, what have we got? The second Tuesday of each month, Trinity Baptist has a free meal. That would be, let me see here. February 11th would be the next one. That'd be 4 days from today. Okay, and then there would be one on March the 10th. Okay. And the 8th annual Bridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 dinner and auction will be held February 15th, and, you know, that's getting close. Tickets are available by calling Ridgedale Lions Club members at 740-225-4517. And they'll have a live auction of 1/24th scale NASCAR collectors die-cast cars. And if you're the top bidder for a car in the live auction, that will be your car in the February 16th Daytona 500. And the evening will include a silent auction, and it really sounds good. All money raised will be used by the Ridgedale Lions Club to support the club's donations and service projects. And it will be located at the IGF Sale Pavilion, 2730 Harding Way West. That's before you get to Big Island. All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. I still have one ticket to give away to that occasion. Should you want that and are lucky enough to give me the correct answer for my questions. All right. Oh, the phone is ringing. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I had called in, and it would ring, and then all of a sudden I would get you on the air, but you couldn't hear me, but I could hear you.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Maybe it's a modern miracle.
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to call and let you know. It's Ray Seddon's great-grandmother. It's not Fridley. It's Fribley. F-R-I-B.
B is in Boston?
Yes,
L-E-Y. Okay, Fribley.
Louise Fribley.
Yeah, I think,
And one of the space crawlers has, if I recall from her story on her website, 1,900 some miles on it.
Yes.
And the other one has less, like maybe 1,200 some miles, I don't recall.
That's a lot of miles for just traveling a short distance.
Well, when you consider, though, what was it, 67 they were operable?
Yes. Well, 68. Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, but it's an interesting article, and I'm waiting to hear back to see if we can go ahead and have it published in the Marion Star.
Well, that would be good. Now, I just wonder if there are any of the men alive yet that helped erect it once the parts and pieces got to Cape Canaveral.
There are.
Are there?
And some of the guys meet at Lincoln Park for lunch or something every so often.
Oh, yeah, that's the annual Marion Steam Shovel Picnic, I bet.
My understanding it was just these guys.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, maybe so, yeah.
But they're, yeah, Jack Kellogg's wife knows some of these guys. In that, so that might be a source to find out, or it'd be interesting if we could put together a show where Ray and Hoot could call in,
yeah,
and some of these guys be there at the station with you and talk about the thing.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of people in Marion don't realize the importance of this city in the space program. That
mm-hmm.
crawler transporter had to move all of our missiles to the site and
yep.
keep them there while they launched.
Marion made it possible to step foot on the moon.
Yes.
And Neil Armstrong from Ohio was the first foot on the moon.
That's right. And Neil Armstrong spent some time living in Upper Sandusky.
He lived there for some time.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, Ray Seddon's great-grandmother, Louise Fribley.
Fribley.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if there are any Fribleys about.
Yeah, I bet someone will remember. F-R-I-B-L-E-Y, right?
F-R-I-B-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully we can find out a little bit more about Fribley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You never know who you're going to run into or who's from where.
Yeah, who would have ever thought that when she was here that her great-grandmother had once lived here? Mom.
Well, like she had emailed, she was surprised as well. And it's kind of funny because there were two other people from Marion who shared the same birthday as her, but different years.
Yeah.
And that was kind of strange. So,
yes, yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, I'll let you go. Maybe somebody who knows or knew Louise Fribley will call in.
Well, you never know. That's possible, but not probable. I don't know. We'll see.
In all likelihood, yes.
Hey, did you copy the code?
The code?
Did you hear it this morning?
What code?
Oh, you missed it. You weren't listening earlier. I sent out the message from the Titanic.
Oh, the SOS?
In Morse code.
Oh, what is it? Dot, dot, three dots, two dashes,
no,
three
no,
dots?
No, no, that's SOS. Here, now listen. I'm going to send it again. Okay, that's what the Titanic sent.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, really?
Well, all I heard was static.
Well, just a second here.
I'll have to listen.
Well, wait.
Probably listen
here,
to the...
I'll put it next to the microphone. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it that time.
Yeah.
I know what that is.
What is it? Yellow
that
sky
is
when President Trump announced
okay,
he
hang
on.
Still there,
Charlie?
Stay there.
Egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
/150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, Terry. You heard what did you?
I know what that. You know, that is the foundation for rap music as we know it today.
Really?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's said. Well, let me send it again here. Well, whoops! Just a second. Okay, now that's...
You want to wait until somebody calls in and...
Well, I did that earlier and got the answer.
Oh, what is it?
CQD.
Say again?
CQD. That's what the Titanic sent.
CQD?
Yes. That was before SOS. It meant a general call disaster.
So it has nothing to do with the initials, CQD.
No, well, just the D.
Disaster.
Disaster, yeah. CQ is...
Oh, come quick, disaster. Come quick, disaster.
Yeah. Well, the ham radio operators, if they want to talk to somebody, they always send CQ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now, you mentioned SOS. Here's SOS. Now.
Oh, so it's three dots, three dashes,
yes,
three dots.
Yes. So as far as I know, that's the first time anything like that's ever been done on a radio.
So when did SOS take over the CTD?
Not long after the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know if it was 1 year or 2 years or what.
Well, maybe the CQD was an American thing, whereas the SOS was pretty much universal.
Well, no, SOS wasn't used, and you can look it up on, you can type in CQD on a search on Google and get the whole big story.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So as far as I know, no one's ever sent code on an AM radio station or FM.
You know what might be interesting, and I'll try it when I hang up. On a Google search,
yeah,
I'm going to put three dots, three dashes, three dots, and see what comes up.
Well, yeah, you can do that too, yeah.
It'll probably come up, SOS.
It might tell you when that was instituted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yep. Do what?
So, anyhow, you helped make radio history here.
Okay. Morse code translators, what comes up?
That's a Morse code practice set that I've got.
Ah.
I've had that for years. I used it to teach some kids the Morse code.
You know, you kind of pick up on little nuances of things.
Yeah, try.
And it sometimes drives you crazy.
Yeah, right.
There's a road in northern Columbus, Morse. Have you ever noticed how a lot of people pronounce that?
But they say Morris?
Yeah, they say Morris.
Yeah, instead of Morse.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds, you know, when you say Morse, you'd have to listen close to make sure it wasn't Morris.
Well, I don't know. You ever been on Morse Road?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
What about Morris Road?
Yeah. Well, it's like Morrow County and Morrow County.
LaRue.
Yeah. But in some of the TV people say Morrow, Ohio. Well, which is the right pronunciation, Morrow, Ohio. But Morrow County, you know, tomorrow is Morrow, whatever.
What about Nevada?
Well, yeah, a lot of people get mixed up there, that's for sure. But none of the Nevadians do, but those outside Nevada sure get mixed up.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, maybe they need wonder if they have a little area there called Reno.
Yeah, I wonder, too.
Well, let me get out of here. Somebody needs to call in.
Okay, yes.
Win something.
It's 11:50 already, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. All right. So you saw or heard a first here on WWGH, the sending of Morse code, and it's, I'm sure, has never been done on radio. 11:50 is the time. If you ever heard it done before, let me know. 11:50 right now, and when this program is over, we come back on at 12:15. All right, here we go. All right, caller, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, Charlie, what time can you pick up your prizes when you win them?
Oh, well, you can pick them up today till 1 o'clock.
Till 1 o'clock.
Normally, up until noon. From 9 till noon.
Now, through the week, what time can you pick them up?
Yeah,
9 through noon or 9 through noon?
Yeah, through the week. We're not here on Saturdays.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, from 9 till noon.
Okay, Charlie, that's all I wanted to know.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, anyone else with any questions or comments or whatever? You heard a radio first today. Now I'll put my code sender back in my parcel here. Yeah. So I finally got some use out of it, and the battery has been in it for years. And still good. Wow. Oh, I yearn to be on the air again and code, but I've got an antenna. I got everything but a transmitter. But nowadays, no one uses code. They all talk. But Judge, you know, the latest judge that just retired, was an expert in code. Oh, my land. 11:52 is the time, and what else can we talk about today? We've gone through a lot of different things here. Let me see. Oh, well, I did find out what Cheney and Sons, you know, I asked yesterday, here's what Cheney and Sons did on Court Street in Marion. Now, you'd never guess. Cheney and Sons did neon lights. And, you know, yeah, no one does that today, I bet. Or, well, they should. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, doesn't SOS stand for Save Our Ship?
Well, it doesn't. No, it didn't. It was just an easy way to send, but it doesn't stand for Save Our Ship.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah. She sunk instead.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you'd normally think it meant for Save Our Ship, but no, it explains on Google. If you went into Google and typed in SOS, or if you typed in CQD, you would find the difference between then and now. Okay, so let me see what else I've got here. Do I have any notes? Pickups, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday till 1 p.m. Oh, okay. All right, so we got until you've got till 1 o'clock today. All you got to do is press number 2 on the elevator. Boy, that's, you know, it is really something to the fact that we now are upstairs and available with an elevator. Wow, that is so super. And a very nice, warm setting here for our studios on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. Okay. Let me see. I mentioned, didn't I? Yes, the... okay. I still... What do I have left here? Let me see. I've got... I gave away the... just a second here. The smoothie, I think. Yeah. Make sure I got everything listed in the... I'm looking here to make sure that I've got everything listed that I should have. Yeah, okay. And so it goes. I still have, let's see, I gave away a smoothie, didn't I? I still have the Jimmy John's to go. I'll tell you what, I don't want it, this Jimmy John's to just sit here all night by itself. So it needs to come home with one of you. Now, what can I ask to make this available? here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Did you get the, I have a guess for the meat market. Was that Homer's Market?
Yes, it was Homer's, yeah. Did you go there too?
Oh, 100 years ago.
Right.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yep. I just thought about that, so thanks.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, Homer's was sure a popular place because you could buy meat cheaper at Homer's, and it was good. And one time, I don't know if it came from Homer's or not, but back in my early history, we had a boiled kidney, pork kidney. I'll never forget that. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Charlie, don't give away my Jimmy Johns that I called in earlier.
Yes, okay, I've got it. Oh, okay.
Good. There he is.
Yeah. Okay, I got it in my hand. All right. Very
okay.
good. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So, okay, we've got them all given away. Yes, okay. Make sure I keep my, I've got so many things in front of me here. I get confused. Okay, yeah. Oh, here's my list. Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy John's went to Larry S. Yes. And the smoothie went to Trish Franklin. So we gave away everything, didn't we? Everything but the ticket to the Ridgedale doings there on February 15th. Now, we'll have questions tomorrow where we'll give away that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club get-together. Okay, so we've given away... So Larry S. and Trish Franklin, winners today. All right. And, well, we're nearing the end of time. On the air time, not of lifetime. Well, you never know. It's 11:58. And, you know, we lost two great people here so recently. Charlie Sens, a great friend of mine. I'll never forget Charlie's smile and kindness and the fact that he served in World War II in the thick of things in Italy. Charlie Sens. And, of course, Marge Hazlett. Now, I don't know. I have not yet heard. You know, we had Marge on the air for a long time, and she mentioned about buying her thing at the mausoleum, but I've not seen that mentioned anywhere. This mentions Marion Cemetery. So which is it? 11:59. Oh boy, we're just about the end of our rope here. But we'll be back at 12:15 or 12:18, right around there. So don't go away. Stick around, like they say at the glue factory, which we have a big one here, the Sitka Glue people. My.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor, best known for his role of Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Ed Asner.
You have always lived a very public life, certainly since Mary Tyler Moore. Is that tough when people constantly come up to you, say hello, want to take your pic, especially with cell phones? Everybody's got a picture, a phone. And is anything private?
No, not much is private, but I'm a publicity so I drop my pants at the slightest provocation. I should have been more circumspect in how I deal with the public. But I just so want to be loved that I drop all reserve. And I shouldn't.
WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street.
This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the